We're here at the BASF 2014 Ag Media Summit in North Carolina. With me is Bo Stone, who farms not too far from here, and he's one of the USFRA faces of farming, as well as being on a panel here at the Ag Media Summit. Now, Bo, what I'd like you to do, first of all, is just tell me about your experience as being one of the faces of farming for USFRA.
It's been a great experience. It's given me the opportunity to talk to consumers and food decision makers all across the country that I would have never had the opportunity to interact with before. That's been a big positive to me, is to be able to tell the stories of farmers and ranchers across our nation and to allow people to understand not only what it is that us farmers do each and every day, but why we do it. It's very important that we have those dialogues with our consumers.
Well, here on you were on a panel with another farmer from South America and a few other folks. What did you think about the panel today?
Well, I thought our panel was really good. We had a diverse set of ideas and a very diverse group. And when you have that, it really creates a lot of good conversation. I think that the biggest take that you could have brought home was that all of us on the panel today really believe in the sustainability of agriculture. Now, our ideas of sustainability may be a little different. I think that we are very conservation-minded on our farm, and I think that's a very important part of what we do. We're not organic growers, though, and some think that if you're sustainable, you must be organic. Well, that's not true. But we are trying to make sure that we leave our farm in a better position than it was that we received it. We truly believe in growing the next generation, and that's important to us. We want to make sure that our children have the opportunity to farm if they so choose as well.
Well, tell me about your operation, Bo.
We have about 2,300 acres of row crops, corn, wheat, and soybeans. We also raise hogs under contract with Murphy Brown, and we also have cattle. We have about 65 head of mama cows, a cow-calf operation. In addition to that, we also farm produce. We have about 2.5 acres of strawberries that we grow, as well as about 5 acres of sweet corn and other assorted vegetables that we provide locally there. We have a roadside stand on our farm that we operate, and our customers and consumers come to us for those products.
So what have you heard here at BASF, this media Ag Media Summit, that you find interesting?
A lot of things have been interesting, but to me, just seeing the new technologies and the new products that BASF is close to coming to market with is really exciting. I think as farmers and growers, in order to remain sustainable and as well as to double our production in the next 25 years, we need to have more tools in our toolbox, and it's very comforting to me to know that we have a partner like BASF that is working so hard to make sure we have those tools available.
Well, finally, when you were on the panel today, Max asked you to, you know, what would your take-home point be? What would you really want consumers to know about you?
That was a very good question, and I really am passionate about what I do. But the take-home point that I would like to bring home is that as a consumer and a farmer, we're one and the same. And not only do I farm, but I feed my family the same things that I feed your family. And I think it's important for you to know that. The other thing that I'd like for folks to know about me, that farming is not what I do, it's more who I am. And I think that's an important take-home lesson.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Bo?
No. Do again, appreciate BASF allowing the opportunity for the media and some of us farmers to get together and talk about the future and to look into the future a bit. So it's been a great opportunity.
Thank you very much. Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.